This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Mount Rushmore of broadcasting. He's not on it, but he's on this podcast. Welcome to the Jim Day Podcast.
All right, here we are again, another edition of the Jim Day Podcast. Thanks so much for finding us, and thank you for continuing to listen. We're off to a good start. We hope to grow this bad boy, as we've said, and you know the drill. If you so choose, if you haven't already, please leave us a good rating. If you like what you hear, 5-star rating would be outstanding, particularly those listening on iTunes. Just scroll on down there, and hit that rating. If you'd like to leave a review, even better. We've gotten some good feedback, and I appreciate the feedback, and we listen, and we hope to learn, we hope to grow, and together we can make this a good experience. We're going to try for more current Reds players in the future, although during the season they're really busy, and during spring training I found out that they're very busy. And these are extended conversations, so their schedules are so locked in, and they spend so much time preparing now. It's, you know, hard to lock them down for extended chats. So I could easily do, you know, 10-minute interview here and there, but we're trying to do extended conversations. So we'll see what happens in the future. And we're after broadcasters and former players, so you never know who we're going to come across. Today, it's a couple of guys that, I grew to like separately. Jesse Winker was a fun-loving guy, a guy that when he first came up, you know, as a rookie, you know, you're kind of quiet, you're trying to fit in, you don't want to, you know, try to big league anyone, and he was well-raised, you can tell that, but underneath there, I could tell he's got a little bit of a sense of humor, and then I could tell when the other players started ribbing him all the time, and then they started flat-out ripping him all the time. He was always the brunt of jokes. And he was dishing it out himself, by the way, after a while. And the other guy, Amir Garrett, really pleasant guy. So friendly, so nice. The former Division I college basketball player. And really love his work. He's rescued two pit bulls. It's something that he's passionate about. And he'd like to be an advocate in the future. So we hit it off. And then lo and behold, this spring training, I figure out, well, these guys are roommates. So two guys I really like are now rooming together. And on TV, we like to, at least once a spring training, try to go to one of their, wherever they're staying in spring training, and go do a TV segment. In this case, we hung out and I watched them play Fortnite. And if you've seen it on TV, it's literally the old dork sitting there with two young guys trying to fit in. Very hard in my case. But it was funny. Winker's the hype man, sitting there watching him play Fortnite, and we'll talk about this on this edition of the podcast. So I tried to get as much time with them as I could, but as you can tell, these guys just go at it, and they go at it from the get-go. Hope you enjoy the conversation with Reds outfielder Jesse Winker and pitcher Amir Garrett here on the Jim Day Podcast. Jesse Winker, Amir Garrett, welcome to the Jim Day Podcast.
Oh, hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you. What up? What up? What up?
What up, bros?
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up?
Wow, that was a nice pause there. I was like, wow, are these guys awake? All right, see, now right away, you guys are immediately going at it.
Because he's already,
you're looking at your phone, and he's trying to look at it, and you're saying,
well, yeah, I don't understand why he's in my phone.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the mic.
I don't understand why he's trying to look at my phone. I don't.
All right, let's get right into this because
I had a feeling it would be like this from the start.
It's not your business to get in my phone, though,
bro. You're just looking at shoes. I'm just looking. Jim can see the shoes from the other side of the table.
You're not in my phone, Jim.
No, I'm not looking at his phone. But all right, let's get right into this because I deemed you guys the.
Are we allowed to cuss on this?
Sure.
Okay.
Probably not, you know, F-bombs. We'll try to stay away from that, but yeah. I deemed you guys the odd couple because...
Why?
Because it just... If I was going to pick the roster of who would be roommates or who would hang out, one, pitcher, hitter, not necessarily. You're from Buffalo or the New York area. You're from out west, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just things, but you guys argue like brothers. It's unbelievable. I mean, you even started right when we started.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that we both come from families. Amir, how many brothers do you have?
None of your business.
Amir's got brothers. I have two older brothers. Amir's the oldest brother. I'm the youngest.
I am not the oldest brother.
That's what you said. Are you the second oldest?
Yes.
Oh, I hate him. He's the second oldest. He's one of the oldest in a big family. I'm the youngest. So it's like one of those things that I think it's kind of a perfect match because, you know, he tries to big bro me. And it's like one of those things that it is what it is. You know, he is a big guy. But, you know, sometimes you got to stick up for yourself, Jim, in this world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you try to big bro him?
No, I don't. I don't try to do anything.
He tried to do it all spring training, Jim.
Jim, I just be minding my own business. He likes to do dumb stuff. And like, I just like sit on my bed and like with no socks on and stuff like that. And bro, like all over my bed. And I'm like, bro.
So obviously that irritates you.
It would irritate anybody.
Someone else's feet on your bed?
He would come barging into my room at all.
Bro, I'm not laying on his bed with socks.
He would at times.
I'm not laying on his bed with no socks. I'm not.
He would just come storming into my room. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, no, honestly, it was a great time rooming with Amir. It was very smooth. He's really a great roommate. He just played Fortnite, and I watched him the whole time. It was pretty easy.
Well, we came over with a camera.
Yeah, we'd go eat.
TV camera.
Obviously, in spring training, you're too tired anyway.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those things that, you know, it went very smoothly. It was great. We'll probably room with each other next year as well. Different place, though. I think next year we should get a house, don't you think?
Yeah, because you said your neighbors were a little loud. What, they're playing some weird music?
Oh yeah,
it was like they were. It was like I think I kept hearing Aladdin, Max volume.
I don't know what it was.
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
It was crazy.
Max
I don't know
volume.
What it was.
But they didn't have any kids. It was strange, Jim. It was really strange. Next year, I think we should get a big house, huh?
All right, no. We'll check back in. Like I said, we brought the TV camera over to you guys, and you guys were playing Fortnite.
Yep.
And Amir, you're big into Fortnite. You play once in a while, but you're the hype man, right?
Yeah, no. I'm there. I was there just to kind of pump them up a little bit. You know, I'm not really playing. I'm not skilled at Fortnite. I played for a little bit. I know the game, but Amir can speak more on that. They've updated it so much that it's tough for me to. It was tough for me to keep track of. So I just support Amir.
Very nice. Now, Amir, you're famous for going online and playing with Reds fans. In fact, that day, you had a Reds fan that you were playing with, and you cut him from the squad.
Yeah, that was my friend Sam, bro. Sometimes he be tripping, so I had to tell him, like, hey, try again in, like, an hour or something.
That's the thing. And he's
a good kid. He's a good friend. He's a good friend of mine because of Fortnite. And then he comes to the game and stuff, and I see him. But sometimes he be tripping when he be playing the game, so because he's really good, and he be trying to boss me around. I'm the captain of the team.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and speak on this for a second. That
the hype man needs to speak.
It is Amir's team. We build the team around Amir, and if you're not a good role player, you're not on the team. It's one of those things that if you can't pull your weight, what's it called? Pulling your weight, holding your ones.
Handle your ones.
Handling
your ones.
So if you can't do that, we don't need you on the team. You're done.
No.
You're done. Goodbye. And it's no hard feelings, just you're not good enough.
That's harsh.
Well, my friend Sam is really good, but he be trying to tell me, I'm like, nah.
You're not going to, not up in here.
Kick him real quick.
Not
and
up in
once
here.
Once he comes back, then he understands, all right, I can't do that. So
put him in his place, huh?
You put it on social media, hey, anyone wants to play, whatever, here's my screen name, right? I mean, he played with a lot
screen
of
Screen name.
Fans.
Like
whatever.
It's AI,
all right, what
screen name.
Screen name. All right, yeah, there you go. All right, listen, let me, full disclosure here. As I've aged, I've turned into everything I used to make fun of. Completely. Like what I just dropped on you, screen name. What is it? What's the...
You turned into that guy that's trying to be hip.
No, I don't try. I'm very self-aware. I'm not hip anymore, so...
We know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. You've just turned into that guy.
Yeah, you're turned that into guy. That guy. Like I said, I dropped screen name. So what's the correct term?
Before turn on AG50.
It's gamer tag.
Go gamer tag. Yeah, yeah.
You drop your gamer tag on these children, and you play with them, which I think is cool. Actually,
I think it's better that you say screen name. It's just that's who you are. Don't try to be hip. Just be.
That's
Jim,
why I did it in that voice, right. The fake voice.
Just be Jim. Just be Jim Day.
I know.
That's all you got to be. At the end of the day, all you have to be is Jim Day.
Thank you. I'm a full on nerd.
At the end of the day,
as I said, at the
all
end
you have
of the
to be
day,
is Jim Day. That's a good shirt, huh?
Yeah. That's another shirt.
Yeah.
By the way, you wore not my shirt, but it was a shirt that was made Gym Day with Gym Day, and you wore it a lot.
I do wear it a lot. It's still in my locker. I wear it as a reminder to you that I haven't forgotten about what we still have to do in the weight room.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, you haven't went in the weight room yet?
No, he's
heck
scared.
No.
Come here, he's scared.
Look at me. Do I look like I've been in the weight room? No, we just haven't been able to hook up the schedules, and the weight room needs to be empty.
Haven't been able to hook up the schedule for 2 years.
Go right now.
Well, the weight room needs to be empty because they're not going to let me go in there unless there's someone else in there.
Can I ask you a question on your podcast?
Sure.
What's your favorite song? I feel like you always ask questions. Nobody asks questions to you. I feel
that
bad.
Is very true. Which
I feel
is
bad,
good.
And I think it's one of those things.
Feel bad?
That
oh, don't feel bad.
I just think people need to get to know Jim Day.
Really? What's my favorite what?
Song.
Song. Wow. Ooh.
You can give three.
I don't know if I
not
have a like
three,
favorite
though.
Song right now. I don't know if I have. See, I'm very eclectic. I'm like Mozart to Metallica.
I just,
in between. So I'm very. I can be listening to old R&B at one moment, and the next moment I could be listening to hard rock. So it's very. It's very.
That's
weird.
That's kind of like me, but instead of hard rock, it's heavy rap.
I know you're a rap guy. You're a rap guy, right?
Yeah, I'm everything.
So is that's a common bond between you two, right?
Yeah, we share.
I like country.
We share. He we share.
Do.
Yeah,
he's
he does.
That mic over there.
Talladega.
You like
sing,
country?
Sing Talladega.
I like country a little bit.
Sing Talladega.
No,
sing,
come on, sing Talladega.
I'm not singing the dang Talladega. No, you guys put me on the spot. It has
Talladega,
to be something.
Talladega, right? Is that the song?
Yeah, that's it right there.
I like a little country, just a little bit.
Talladega is a good song.
American
seen
really.
I seen him in at the concert here.
American really
last
sing.
Year.
Darius 17. Rucker. What's that song?
Wagon wheel.
Yeah,
we got to get
on. Lay it on us.
No,
come on for the fans.
He got a. He's from. Darius Rucker likes. He's from Cincinnati, right?
No, but he's a Reds fan.
Yeah, he's a Reds fan. I know that. He got to come down here and check us
he's
out.
He's from South Carolina.
That's crazy because like I be tweeting him and stuff. And he'll never tweet me back.
He was at a game and I interviewed him during the
really?
Game.
Really?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, you gotta tell him, bro. Like
big Reds fan.
He's a Reds fan. I tweeted
here
him.
Here we go.
I tweeted him though, so get this out to him. Come on, man. I like your song.
Come on, sing it.
Hey, come on.
No.
Come on, man.
Sing it. You guys sing
Raggin'
it.
Wheel.
I'm not
rock
singing.
Rock me,
hey,
mama.
There he goes.
Any way you feel.
Hey.
That's enough. Mama. Oh, yes.
You made me blush.
Yeah, so we share a taste of music, back to that.
Yeah.
It's cool. We talk music a lot. Actually, one of our favorite rappers, Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
He passed away this year, so rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
And I know... Yeah, it's one of those things that was very...
That was a guy that turned his life around.
Yeah, it was very, very sad to see. You know, he was a great musician, and he was great in his community, so it's sad any time.
There were a lot of people hating on, you know, when he passed away.
It's not good.
In fact, you called him out on Twitter. I love this guy.
A lot of people speak about stuff that they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, me being a California kid, and they're like, oh, why you look up to a gang member? And it's like... It's more than that. It's what he used to be.
Yeah.
You know, the realest thing I ever heard, I ever seen him say, he says, I'm a gang member. I'm not a gang banger. So when he says that, you know, he's affiliated for life because that's, you know, that's what they do when they're young.
Right.
Whatever. But he's not out doing dumb stuff and, you know, robbing people. That's not what he does. You know, he's an advocate for his people and, you know, just for his community. And, you know, even though he was affiliated, he was like a guy in California, like he was able to go anywhere, no matter what.
Right.
Red, blue, he can go anywhere. And that was very powerful in L.A., you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was somebody that the police could say, hey, like Nip, we need you to calm everything down before stuff get out of hand. And he can do stuff like that.
Right.
You know, because his he had so much power like that. And that's. You know, if you anybody knows anything about California, LA, if you can walk in any neighborhood, no matter what color you got on, that says something right there, because that would never happen with anybody else,
right?
Never. And he was just a level-headed dude. He had businesses. He supplied people with jobs. You know, felons or whoever supplied housing to people that, you know, weren't able to have their, you know, weren't able to get themselves on their feet. And he just, he had a whole bunch of real estate. He just created opportunities for a lot of people, and a lot of people don't know that's the stuff that he did.
Yeah. You're also an advocate, misconception about pit bulls. And we've talked about this on TV a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Jesse got to know Dozier and Dash.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the pit bull, it's the people that raise them, right?
Yeah, it definitely is the people that raise them, man. Because, you know, even when I got my pit bulls, I was kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie, because I was nervous of all dogs. I'm scared of little dogs more than I am of big dogs. And when I got them, I was like, oh, man, I don't know how this is going to turn out. But I knew the risk that I was doing. I knew what I was getting into when I got my dogs, because, you know, I want to give them a better life. And, you know, I'm an advocate for them because, you know, they can't speak for themselves.
Right.
You know, it's people that raise these dogs, and that's why they're like that. You put them in a good home, and they're just as loving as any other dog. My dogs are awesome.
Dozier is the sweetest dog ever.
Dozier, I'm telling you, Dozier's. See, we got lucky with Dozier. He's not a regular dog.
He's not a pit bull at all.
He's not a pit bull. He's a person in a. Yeah. I think he's trapped in a dog's body.
Oh,
he's trapped in a dog's body. So. Dozier, that's an exception.
He has his own Instagram page.
Yeah,
Dash, which I love. Dash is a little. He's
Dash
a
is a dog. Dash is a dog.
Yeah. He gets fired up, but they're good pups. I really enjoyed having them around. I was really disappointed with what happened at our apartment and how they kind of pretty much kicked them out, and they didn't even. I think with no matter what the dog, you have to take a moment to sit back and just see how the dog's acting.
Yeah,
you know. And those dogs they're great dogs. I agree with Amir. I don't care what kind of dog you have. If you raise it wrong, it's going to be a bad dog.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, you know, with anything. Doesn't matter the breed. If you raise it to be whatever you want to raise it to be, it'll be that way. And, you know, those are two good dogs that love their owners and love people. So I don't see anything wrong with them. You know, pit bulls get a bad rap. But I think Amir has broken that with just how he's raised those two dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And Tasana.
Rescued both of those, really, and my hat's off to you. I'm a big dog guy, so love it. Love those dogs.
What kind of dogs do you have, Jim?
I have two boxers.
Cool. Oh, I think Dash might have boxer in him, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, then that's why he's
Dash
a dog.
Is built.
That's yeah, why Dash is
built.
A dog, because
these dogs. Does your dogs like to sit on other dogs, like just like back up into them?
Oh yeah no, they're territorial.
Dash does Dozier. That Dash will sit Dozier would get be I'd pet him, and Dash will come and like sit on his head or something.
Dozier is Dash's couch. It's great,
bro.
But Dozier, speaking of couches and Dozier would just move our couch with his body and his head. He would just bump the couch out of the way. It kind of speaks
the couch
to
is like 100 pounds, and he just over
kind of speaks to the,
over.
We didn't it was great. It kind of speaks to the quality of furniture they supplied us at that time.
No, he doesn't, bro.
Easily like move the furniture.
Bro, he will move a whole section, I'm telling you.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I would just be sitting at the kitchen table eating or just chilling, and next thing I know, the couch is moving. I'm like, what's the couch moving?
Hey, they have a mind of their own, man. My dogs almost run the house. I mean, they come from the same litter.
Uh-huh.
There's two female dog sisters, and man, they're like fight over attention and stuff, and they will pounce on each other, and
that's great though.
Yeah, that's what Dash does. He bounces off Dozier, jumps on, boom.
Oh, and yeah.
All you see is Dozier timber just fall over.
It's so funny.
Falls over, gets back up, and like goes to his bed. He's like, I'm done.
Dozier he's like, I'm not fighting this fight every day. He's how old is he? 10?
Yeah, he's 10.
He's 10 now.
Probably be 11.
Yeah.
He's got some spark left in him, though.
And Dash is how old?
Two.
Two?
Well, I think he's two. They said that he was like 4, but the stuff
too
that
much
he does,
energy
the
for
stuff,
four?
The stuff that he does, man, like,
yeah,
he's definitely young. He still chases his tail, man. They can't be 4 years old. He can't. He chases
they're
it.
Good. They're funny dogs.
Still chases his tail. He's got to be 2.
Oh,
they're very,
that's
very
beautiful.
Funny dogs.
All right, now you're from. Let's go through the background real quick for the fans that don't know. You're born in upstate New York, right?
Yeah, Niagara Falls, New York.
Buffalo Bills is like in your blood?
Yes, it had to be. I had no choice, really.
So part of the, what do they call it, the Bills Mafia?
Yeah, which is, I'm going to speak on that real quick.
I'm about to be in the Bills Mafia. I'm going to jump off and jump on this table right here.
Amir is in the Bills Mafia.
You know how to do that?
Some other folks that are in the Bills Mafia that you might not know.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody else in Jay Bruce's little friend circle in Beaumont. Like, they all, some of them support the Cowboys, but deep down, I'm slowly.
How did that happen with Jay Bruce?
You know, Jay Bruce is somebody that, you know, since I was drafted, I could kind of lean on for advice. And, you know, over the years, we've become really good friends. Every offseason, I go to Beaumont.
No, pro's pro. That's a good guy to.
Yeah. You know, Jay's one of the best dudes I've ever met. Yeah. Just people. And on top of that, you know, his career speaks for itself.
Raised the right way.
Yeah. So I go to Beaumont, you know, twice an offseason. And I've gotten to know his friends and everybody in his family really well now. And so I'm slowly trying to convert them. Everybody to Bills fans, and it's working. I got Jay and Carter and Max. Those are his two sons.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's slowly. I'm slowly taking over Beaumont with the Bills stuff. So.
But you're in Florida now. When did you move to Florida?
So I was 7 years old.
Seven.
It was kind of. I just remember being a young kid and my parents walking in and saying, "Hey, we're moving to Florida. Like, you know, it's time to pack up. We're going." And it was something that I know my mom always wanted to do.
Which is a drastic change.
Drastic.
The winters in Buffalo and the winters in Florida, just a little bit different.
For sure. And it's one of those things that, you know, Amir's met my mom, you know, when she had her mind set on something, she's a go-getter. So she wanted to go achieve, she wanted to take her family, she wanted to always live in Florida. So it was one of those things that I just remember that. And then before you know it, we're in Florida. And I think it was hardest on my oldest brother because I was seven, so he was like 12 turning 13. And I think it was hardest on him because, you know, that's kind of your prime years of growing up with friends. And so I think the biggest adjustment was on him. But, you know, we all got through it. And, you know, luckily I have two older brothers to kind of, they help walk me through everything. And, you know, it was nice.
Out west, right?
Yeah.
Where were you born?
From Victorville, California.
Victorville, California. Yeah. Which is which part of California?
Southern California. So if you're going from like LA to Vegas, you blink, you'll probably miss it. But was raised in Las Vegas.
And still reside in Vegas, correct?
Still stay in Vegas, man. I love Vegas.
What do you love about it?
I don't know, man. I'm more of like a city guy, so like, you know, like I just like I like the city of Las Vegas. There's a lot of stuff to do besides, you know, what everybody thinks, gambling and stuff like that. You know, they got nice golf courses there. You know, they got, you know, they just got a lot of stuff. And you know, it's we got the hockey team, Vegas Golden Knights.
Right.
They got a brand new AAA baseball stadium out there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Really
I didn't
nice.
Know that.
Right down the street from my house.
Raiders
are coming there. They got a.
Is it still the Mets? There?
No, it's the A's. They got WNBA. You know, Vegas is on the come up, man. We're doing some big things out there. It's awesome.
So, how did you make it to St. John's as a basketball player?
Oh, I don't. I can't even. You know,
that's a good question.
When my dad told me, like, "Hey, St. John's is looking at you," I'm like, "Dad, who the heck is St. John's? Like, bro, I got all these other top schools. Like, I got Arizona, I got Texas, I got Kansas, UCLA, whatever." And he says, "St. John's." I'm like, "Okay." Well, I was like, "What division? Like, is that D1?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Steve Lavin is coaching there." I don't know about basketball at this time. So
yeah, at the time, I just play Big East. You know about the Big East?
I'm just playing.
It's a good basketball conference.
I'm just playing. And he's like, "Yeah, Steve Lavin." And I'm like, "Dad, you got to understand, like."
Yeah,
remember
well, Chris Mullin back in the day was my man.
Yeah, he was, and then he was like, "Is Steve Lavin
lefty
UCLA?"
Oh, he can't was, beat a lefty from good. The corner, Jim. That's my shot. Amir, tell him that's my shot.
Is that your shot?
Amir, tell him that's my shot.
Oh, that's a big laugh.
Amir, tell
I don't
him
know if that's
a
shot. He probably hit like one or two, three. Oh, I don't know. That's not a
mouth
shot.
Wide open. He's offended over here. You
I
just
crossed
offended
Amir one time.
You crossed him up a crossover.
Let's. I'm gonna start with this. I'm probably the worst basketball player.
Oh my. Gosh,
it's bad, but I crossed a mirror one time. I crossed a mirror.
Crossed
a mirror.
Like crossover and
so this is what,
taking you to the hole?
So this is what happened.
Oh.
This is what happened. I crossed him, took him to the hole, layup. And it made it, like, there was other people at the gym, so they were like, ooh. And look, I'm not good at basketball, Jim. And it got to the point where it made Amir mad enough that, like, the next possession, he, like, got the ball, pointed at me, made his move, got a bucket, and had to get me back. Like, immediately had to get me back. To the point where I was like, bro, you couldn't just let me live that. And it was like, no. It was like, this is what I do. This isn't what you do. You sit here. He hit me with the little thing, like, the little move, and then pop, swish. And I was like, all right, like, all right. That's fine.
But you had one shining moment, as they say.
Hey,
nobody remembers that, bro.
Nobody remembered that, though. But I did, Jim. There was no tape either. If you asked me to do it again, I wouldn't know what I did, but I just know I crossed them.
What's his vertical jump about? Like 20, mine, 2 inches.
What is he?
2 inch vertical?
I don't know. Ask him.
I don't know. My vert's not that bad.
Not that bad?
No.
What do you mean not that bad? Anything in the 20s is bad.
I'm not an NBA basketball player, man.
But it doesn't matter. Anything in the 20s, bro, my little brother can jump that. My little sister can jump that.
All right, now we're just getting hurtful. Okay, I did not sign up for this.
Jim. I know, and I set you up for it.
What's your vertical? Jim?
I have no
what do you
idea.
Think? Yours is probably like 18, 17.
Now with the, I'm top
mine's
heavy
more
now,
than mine's yeah, more than that.
I'm old.
21?
It's more than that.
Oh, dude, well, it's probably all right.
I mean, believe it or not, I used to be able to dunk back in the day. But
yeah, anybody can. That's easy now.
Can you still dunk?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
This whole jumping and basketball thing. Next topic.
Is there anyone on the team that can even give you a game?
Yes.
Who?
Joey's good. Joey's good.
Joey can
really
play
good.
Hoops?
Joey can really hoop. Seriously.
Can he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can hoop, but
can he really?
The best basketball player I've seen outside of Amir,
Joey's good.
I mean, really Hamilton good. Can hoop. I know he's no longer on the team.
I forgot about Billy.
Billy's
yeah.
good, yeah.
You know who can really play ball is Tim Adelman.
Really?
Yeah, he can.
He's not better than Joey, though.
No, he's not better than Joey.
So if you were to play one-on-one,
I
would win.
Because you just back him down?
Yeah, I would just win. If I was trying to play, I would win. But Joey's
Phil,
the
Phil
second.
Can probably play a little bit.
Joey's the second best player.
Yeah, I'd say it goes Amir than Joey. And then maybe Matt. I'm sure Matt can play. Matt can probably shoot.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is breaking news. Joey Votto can play hoops.
Like,
really good.
Play hoops.
Like, really play hoops?
Yeah, he can hoop. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to quiz him on this. You know, I've been trying to get him as a guest on here, but he's a tough one to wrangle in. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can we get off basketball now?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you questions.
Hey, Winker is funny, man.
I want to ask you some questions like pop culture away from the field. You know, I can ask you about...
You know, tell me
that's
about.
What I thought this was about. We've been on here for about 20 damn minutes, and we haven't talked about anything.
Oh, he just said a curse word.
He did. All right, we're going to go through some of these questions. Some of these of which you answered before, but we're going to answer in this setting. Yeah. Oh, you're already ripping me for I've been on. We've been talking about exciting stuff.
Nothing. He said that. I know. Not me.
No, Jim, I'm just kidding. It's nice. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You're my boy, Blue.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Who is? Are you guys now that you've roommates? You both night owls or morning people?
I don't even know what I am.
We're morning people for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if they're a night game, you're getting up early?
Heck no, I ain't on morning owl. I'm not no morning person. I'm a night owl.
Well, I think during spring training you're
so
a morning
I'm playing the game.
Because it's spring
That's
training.
That's what's weird. Yeah. You play all these day games and everything is bright and early in the morning, and then you get in the season, it's mostly night games. I've never understood spring training.
I think it's more for the fans. Spring and like you know spring training. That's why they're so early.
I guess so.
It gives people the opportunity to, you know, see a game during the daytime. Because I don't know. I don't know what it's about.
What's your worst eating habit?
I don't eat sometimes.
You just don't eat?
Yeah. Sometimes
that's not true at all. His worst eating habits is hold on. I'll tell you what it is. Bean burritos.
I don't like bean burritos. Dummy.
They were in
steak
our fridge.
And cheese. But anyway, he asked me. Sometimes I won't eat. They're like if I'm just on like at night after the game, I don't. Bro, you obviously don't pay attention. Ask Tassana.
I've never seen a whole day. I've never seen somebody eat bean burritos.
I didn't even
Oreos.
Eat last night. I didn't
bean
eat last
burrito,
night.
Oreos, and then he had ramen noodles.
Yeah, that's ramen's my favorite. But I didn't even eat last.
I need to live on ramen noodles in college.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
money.
That. What's it called?
Hey, humble beginnings, baby. That's where I came from.
Yeah, exactly. Ramen. Those ramen noodles, man, go a long way.
I'll never forget top ramen. That's all I eat.
There's no doubt.
See, I'm more of a mac and cheese guy, but continue.
Wow.
That Kraft.
Favorite movie of all time?
Goodfellas.
Oh, nice.
Nice, good choice.
Mine has to be American Gangster.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah. Wow, right in the same genre right there. Yeah. Very nice.
I think if I were to pick like an alter ego,
yeah,
that would be my alter ego. Like
which character?
In Goodfellas?
Yeah. Are you the kingpin? Are you the guy
I like Four Brothers too. That's my second favorite movie. You know what these movies are?
What's guy? Well, who's I forget his name as an actor. Not Joe Pesci, the other guy who's narrating the movie the whole time.
What are you talking about? De Niro?
De Niro's not narrating it. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah,
I forget
Pacino?
His name. As an actor. What's his name?
It's been a while since I've watched Goodfellas. But...
All right, next question.
Yeah, I'll get back
to you. You guys binge watch TV shows?
Ray Liotta.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, they don't know that.
I know Ray Liotta. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I couldn't
really,
remember.
Really, really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Binge watch? I binge watched like, I don't know. The Last OG is funny. You, Shameless, I'm waiting for season 8 or 9 to come back out.
Use a
crazy
good
family.
Use a good show.
Shameless
a good
is
show.
Hilarious, man. Watch The Last OG, Jim Day. That stuff is funny. You got to watch it. Watch it today, matter of fact, and come back and tell me how you like the first show.
Today?
Well, tonight.
All right. I'll try to watch it tonight.
You ain't gonna
Can
watch
we
it.
Just talk? I like that song a lot.
You're always lying to me.
What's the last band or artist you saw in concert?
Travis Scott. Unbelievable concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Drake and the Three Amigos. In Vegas.
You know nothing about Migos, do you, Jim?
I know
that stuff was heat.
Heat?
Jim, I'm going to
That would be good, right?
Jim, I'm going to make you a playlist.
He also dropped on me, man, drip. That's drip. And I'm
you was dripping the other day.
I'm like, if I don't know what drip is.
Every once in a while, Jim
be having a drip.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what drip is, but if it's good, I'm that.
Oh, man.
You were that for that day.
You're going to make me a playlist?
Yeah, just so you could get like a little more modern. You said Mozart earlier, I believe.
Yeah, man. Hey, come on.
I respect.
Timeless.
Yeah, no. I
Beethoven.
Timeless.
Is that Beethoven?
Well, it's
you need to start listening to Zaytoven.
Basically, the point. The point, though, is I can be from classical music to.
Yeah, no. I mean, classical music's great.
R&B, little bit of hip hop, just a little bit.
We'll get you. I'll make you a playlist with some modern
or
day
rock
rappers.
And roll. Please do.
And next question.
All right. Please do. What's a phone app you guys can't live without?
Headspace.
I don't know what that is.
See, he doesn't know what that is. What is Headspace?
It's a meditation app.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a lie. Anyway, mine's probably like it's Instagram or Twitter or something like that. But
Headspace, seriously.
You meditate?
Yes.
So what's this app do? Does it tell you to like, okay, breathe?
Yeah,
breathe.
Exactly.
Is that exactly what it does?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't breathe, you'll die. So, I mean,
well,
that's kind of common sense.
Yeah, everybody is. But you can control your breathing to get you in
you
a state of
meditation. It's great.
Wow. How often do you do it?
I try to do it. I would like to do it every day, but I don't. That's unrealistic. So I'd say like once every 2 days. Wow. I try to do it every day. Like I really try. Sometimes I do it every day.
Very cool.
I like to do it at nighttime, like sleep meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Online shopping, or you guys go to the mall?
I'm not an online shopper because I need it right now.
Got to go to the mall, man?
I got to go, yeah. It's,
well,
it's just
I
need
mean,
it now.
He's
6'6".
He's got to try things on, too.
That's true. That's a very good point. I'm one of those tweeners, too.
I like
or if
both.
I just won't get anything, I'd be like, whatever, I don't need it anyway. But
I like
if,
both.
If they
I like
have it, I'll get it. If they have it, I'll get it. But online shopping is not my forte.
First celebrity crushes.
Can we not talk about this one?
Uh-oh.
Next question, Jim.
Everybody's gonna bash me for mine.
Who's
my
yours?
My fiance bashes me for mine.
Go ahead,
Amber Rose.
I'm not gonna bash you for that. Now, why would I bash?
My celebrity crush, I think, is Sandra Bullock from The Blind Side.
Oh yeah.
You like that,
well,
Jim?
Well, my Sandra right Bullock goes back farther than The Blind Side, but yeah, absolutely.
Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side.
If you could spend a day with any celebrity, who would it be?
Myself. Nah, man, probably be.
I've stumped him.
No, I'm just trying to think of a good one.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to hang out with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
A lot of life experiences there.
Mine would be two people, The Rock and Kevin Hart at the same time.
Yeah,
same time. Bro, those dudes are hilarious when they're around each other. That stuff
Mine
is
would be
funny,
Leonardo DiCaprio dog. Or what's his name? Next question.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Bro, have you seen wow. bro?
Yeah,
they
no,
are
I know.
Hilarious.
They're both funny guys. Very much so.
Oh, I think it'd be cool to hang out with Kobe.
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. Just kick it with Kobe.
He's reading that book all the time, right?
Yeah, I read it like three times.
That's like an inspirational book for you.
That could be a podcast, Kicking It With Kobe.
Well, if you can get Kobe Bryant
no,
for me,
you
sure.
You need to do it, man.
Oh.
You work for Fox
yeah,
Sports. Like, you guys got the pool, man. We ain't got nothing.
Jim, yeah, but he's, just a, he's just a bullpen pitcher. I'm just a left fielder. Tell, like,
I
don't got
I can pull, but let's Kobe.
Tweet Darius Rucker and tell him and say, hey, I'm always tweeting Darius Rucker.
And he'll never tweet title.
Yeah, and he'll never tweet me back, bro. That's crazy.
I know. Well, I'll try my best.
Come on,
Darius. I've only interviewed him one time, but I'll try my best. He is
a
Reds fan.
Wagon wheel and stuff.
He is a Reds fan, so I'll try my best. Something you can't travel without.
Toothbrush.
That's so. I mean, of course.
I would have to say. My Xbox.
Xbox? That amazes
Jim,
me, by the way.
I have to brush my teeth.
I mean, duh. You
That's good. That's
no,
good.
I mean, I have to brush my
I teeth. I know. Well, everyone does, I hope. Except, well,
you can never assume a double play, Jim.
I love these sayings here. What did you drop on in spring training? I'm only good at what I'm good at. Yeah.
Hey, that was, by the way, when I went back and looked at it, it made zero sense.
No, it made 100%.
No, you said
I'm only good at things I'm good at.
Yeah.
I'm only good at things I'm good at.
You should have said like I only do things that I'm good at. You said I'm good at things I'm good at if it makes sense. It made zero
sense.
It made zero sense.
It's a Jesseism.
Okay. If you could be a professional athlete in another sport, what would it be?
Hockey,
would
probably basketball, for sure.
Mine would be hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Really?
Buffalo. Mine probably
are you a Sabres guy, too?
Boston Bruins, which they just won Game 7 yesterday, by the way.
How do you not a Sabres
So, my
guy?
Old man, my dad, Joe Winker.
What a name, Joe Winker.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, he grew up a Bobby Orr fan.
Oh, big time.
Right, the original great one.
No, that was the first team I rooted for in hockey.
Right, so my dad was
Bobby Orr.
Dad was Bobby Orr, Larry Bird growing up. So I grew up a Boston Bruins fan and a Boston Celtic fan.
Give me some on the Celtics.
But
I'm a lifelong Celtics fan.
I'm number 33.
Where's Kyrie going?
You're 33 because of Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm 33 because Rick Stowe gave me that number. But it was perfect.
Fate.
I'm like, I love this number.
Yeah.
Where's Kyrie Irving going next year?
The Knicks.
Don't know. I'm worried about is right now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Next question.
Don't know. Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes, Jim.
Five minutes?
I got to go in.
Wow. Okay. I've got 5 minutes, so I've got to look through these questions and
Jim,
pick some
come
really
with the
good
questions, bro.
These are fantastic questions.
They're okay.
He has tats, and you don't.
No
so,
tats,
again,
right.
The odd couple here.
I don't understand this whole odd couple thing. Yeah, we've known each other since 2012? We've just been friends.
All right, so you got to go with it. Sometimes in the media, you've got to create storylines.
I'm going to get a necktie.
So you just got to go with it. A necktie?
Necktat. I'm about to get all.
No, don't do the necktat.
Jim just said necktat.
I'm my own person. If I want a necktie, I want a necktat.
Ooh, wow. See, Venom, this is good. We're generating some emotion here.
And then we're going to go to the gym.
Jim, I'm too scared.
You're not going
to
Gym Day with Jim Day. We're going to Xbox Day with Jim Day, and you're going to play some Fortnite.
Or Tat Day with AG. And
hey!
Get a tat with
No chance on the tat.
I'm too scared of tat. I'm scared of needles. Fun fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are no longer the odd couple, by the way. I can see that Jesse's very offended by this.
No,
so
it's just not
guys,
odd. It's just,
Jim,
I think
you're
normal.
Funny as heck,
I think
man.
It's great. I just
Jim
think,
is funny.
You know, we've been friends,
we're gonna go
friends
with,
since the first day we met each other. Been cool.
The common
couple.
The common couple.
Yeah.
Common couple.
Just say the natural couple. Natural couple.
The natural couple.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Jim Day Podcast with the natural couple.
Kicking it with Kobe.
Kicking it with Kobe.
What?
Okay. Let's see here. I'm looking down my list since Jesse is.
We should do like a video like you come in the gym and I'm just doing like outrageous dunks.
Please.
Now,
who's the best dresser on the team?
Oh, we got some drippy dudes, man.
Got some drippy dudes.
Probably Joe.
Joe Matt Tuck.
Yeah, no,
we got,
speak into the mic. They can't hear you.
Joe Matt Tuck.
Jared Hughes.
Bro, we got. We got some really well dressed.
All right, you said Joe Votto.
American dress yeah. pretty well. You know, especially
you
for
Votto, you went Matt Kim.
Yeah, Tucker's drippy.
Tucker can dress well.
Tucker had like on a smoking jacket looking thing one day. I was like, wow, Tucker.
Tucker's got some really cool
middle
jackets.
Indiana. And he's
man, you know what? I
want to
do this thing every day. When I come in like on the road, you got to take a picture of me. AG drip fits. But you gotta ask me, Amir, what you got on today?
Will you let me? We'll start this. That's fine.
Let's do it. Me and Wink too.
We could do the odd couple fit day with gym day. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll do it.
Who's the worst dresser on the team?
Oh, I don't know. We're not going to talk about that. This isn't about it. This isn't a gym. I did not.
We gotta praise our teammates, man.
I did not come here to provide negativity or any positivity.
You got me messed up.
By the way, you still got to come up with this handshake for me.
Now you're trying to change.
You're trying to make
topic.
Us bash our own teammates. Yeah, that's crazy.
No.
Yeah, this isn't. I'm not about bash my own teammates. I'm about lifting.
This is sort of bashing, but really not, because this means that it's probably, you know, a dude that's got it going on. Which teammate spends the most time in front of the mirror?
Another thing, Jim. You're looking for negativity. I'm not answering.
You're fishing right now.
Who's
bro?
The goofiest teammate?
Scooter.
Yeah.
Scooter. See, that didn't take long.
Well, you guys knew that.
Who never shuts up?
Damn.
Is that Scooter too?
Yeah, probably.
If you needed advice on a romantic date for your girlfriends, which teammate would you ask?
You.
I'm not a teammate.
Yeah, you are our teammate.
I am.
You're our teammate and Jim Day.
I don't know.
One thing I can do is romance because I outkicked my coverage.
I'd like to think that. I'd like to think you have. I'd like to think that I'm clever enough to come up with dates. I like to. Date night's always a fun night. So it's I like to switch it up. Sometimes go to the zoo. I don't know. Zoo's a fun date, bro.
Zoo, yeah, right. I ain't going to no zoo.
What are you gonna do?
No, the women usually love the zoo. That's a good one.
Zoo's fun. I don't know. Yeah. Well, when we were
actually,
in San Diego,
my fiance doesn't like the zoo because all the animals are trapped.
When we were in San
Diego, that's not a good.
That's
date.
True. However, They're they trapped. Do treat them very, very.
When
well.
We were in
How
San
you know?
Diego,
well,
we see it. What we see.
Well, I've been behind the scenes, particularly at the Cincinnati
when
Zoo.
When we were in San Diego, I
he's laughing at it. San Diego Zoo is off the charts.
Yeah, but no, I took my girlfriend to La Jolla to see the seals. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Got breakfast, saw the seals. It was very cool.
He's like, no.
I mean, I just don't like the zoo.
That's all right.
Next question.
That's all right. Let's see here. True or false, I can cook.
I cannot cook. I can cook three things.
I can cook sometimes.
I can cook a pasta dish that I learned from my mom. I can cook breakfast, and I can make cereal with the best of them.
You can make cereal.
I cook a few dishes.
Do you?
Yeah. Wow. I prefer not to.
I can make cereal. That's outstanding. True or false, I still do my own laundry.
True.
Sometimes true.
True or false, I'm a good handyman around the house.
Nah, false.
Hire someone to do that bad boy?
Yes.
Hire some help.
True or false, I've watched The Bachelor.
False.
False.
Oh, never. I love you guys.
Never.
See all this angst you've had towards me, but I love you guys.
Sal, Jackson, Stevens. Dude, these dudes is watching The Bachelor.
Hey,
crazy in spring training.
Jacko and Sal, I just want to let you know that I did not say that your names.
I said it. They
podcast.
Were. I watched them watch it, and I was like, bro, I cannot get into this. They watched The Bachelor. That's crazy.
True or false, I've sung out loud to Justin Bieber.
Oh, true. For sure. I'll do it right now.
Let's go. What do you got?
What song you want to
sing?
Okay, we won't do it. Never mind. Sorry, Jim.
Oh, you just teased the audience there and then left us hanging. True or false, I don't mind a good love story movie.
True.
True for Jesse. False for
he's lying. He's lying. You've never seen love. You never watched Love and Basketball.
Yeah, but that's not a love story.
It's Love and Basketball.
What kind of movie do you?
It's not
consider?
What I prefer, but I'll watch
what do you,
it.
What do you consider?
Like, you know, you got to switch it up every
A love story movie is really it's just about
chick flick.
Strictly the couple and what they're going through in their relationship, whether it's building or fading.
For love of the game. you could even argue that Bull Durham's a love story. Like, there's a lot of
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, that's a hidden love story. But yeah. I guess what I was getting at is the ones that are like true love stories, like where it's just about the relationship.
The
yeah, it's just totally about the relationship.
No,
not okay. necessarily.
One,
as a
one more question. Yeah.
True or false? This is the greatest series of questions I've ever answered.
True. You're my guy, Jim. You're my
I'll
boy,
say
Bill.
True too, Jim. You're a great guy. This has been a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you. Golf clap for me.
Jim, all right, thank you. Awesome.
We'll give you one more wild card question.
One more wild card question. Tell us something that people otherwise wouldn't know about you.
I mean, what kind of? I'm done. What kind of question is that?
He said one wild card question. People it's like something that people don't know that they might not expect about you. Like, you know. See, this is not good. You shouldn't have given me one more wild card question. Then again, I've stumped him, which is good. We'll end on being stumped.
Jim, yeah, I gotta go to work.
And you can think about, please, this handshake, and I need this playlist.
And this drip.
And the drip, I'm going to be taking pictures of you so that I can become drip.
We gotta get
oh,
that
my
clout.
God.
Yeah,
we are in trouble.
Did you hear that? Well, I heard you rapping
hey,
the
you
other
should,
day.
I need you to do what the guy does, the news anchor. Like, he copies people's outfits.
Man,
no. Bro, I've given up on.
I gotta go to
work,
good. Jim.
All right, Jesse
All right, Jim,
Winker,
for
thank you,
us.
Amir Garrett, thank you for
you.
Joining me on the Jim
you dropped
Day.
The tree.
I guess he not. Winker knocks over the tree on the way out. That's a good exit, by the way. If they could only see.
All right, Jim. See ya,
right, boys. See ya. Oh, the generational gap. Boy, was it evident right there. They're like, hey, we got to update your playlist. You know, I dropped a Mozart to Metallica, which wasn't necessarily a reference that I haven't listened to anything beyond Metallica. It was just a generalization that I'm very eclectic, but I don't know. Both those guys like hip-hop. I don't know. We'll try to broaden the horizons there. So we'll see what happens in the future. I definitely am going to sit these guys down again sometime in the future, whether it be separately or together. Because there's a lot more to talk about, and those guys were kind of up against the clock. We did that on a game day before a game, and there's so much preparation that goes on now that they had to get to meetings and lift or whatever their schedule entailed that day. So I got as much time with them as I could, had a few laughs, which I enjoyed. Almost got Amir to sing. Almost got Amir to sing. He did a little bit. We'll try for that in the future as well. Once again, if you'd like to follow along, at Jim Day TV on Instagram and Twitter, shoot me a message, give me a follow, and be sure to check out Reds.com on a daily basis, MLB.com. And once again, help spread the word here about the Jim Day podcast. And thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is the aforementioned Jim Day, signing off for now. See you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.